Okay, at the beginning of the parasha, the Torah describes that as Bnei Yisrael are leaving Mitzrayim, Vayasev Elohim et Ha'am derech Hamidbar Yam Suf, Vechamushim alu Bnei Yisrael miyaretz Mitzrayim. Hashem led the people in a roundabout fashion, not directly through the derech Eretz Plishtim, but derech Hamidbar Yam Suf. But also it says, Chamushim alu Bnei Yisrael miyaretz Mitzrayim. What does that mean, Chamushim? So Rashi comments, it says the simple understanding of Chamushim, in Chamushim ela Mizuyanim. They were armed. Mizuyanim, they were muchumashim, they had weapons as they left Mitzrayim. He goes into it and he says, the whole point is that they were going to go through the land of Mitzrayim, so the land of, the Derech HaMidbar. They needed provisions, they needed equipment, so they took equipment as they were leaving Mitzrayim. And he shows other places in Navi, where chamushim actually refers to having weapons, like in a pasuk in Yehoshua, v'atem tavru chamushim, which means armed. Onkulus also says Mizarzin Kamod Vayarek et Chanichav Vizarez. Elsewhere, when it says Vayarek et Chanichav, talking about Avram going out to go to war against the four kings, so it says Vayarek et Chanichav, and Onkulus says Vizarez, which is the same word that he uses over here to interpret Chamushim. But then Rashi gives, of course, the more famous explanation for Chamushim, which is the Midrash Agadah that says Davar Cher Chamushim Echad Mechamisha Yatzu Varba Chalakim Meitu B'Shloshet Me'Afeila. That really, Chamushim means that only a fifth of Bnei Israel came out of Mitzrayim, because four-fifths of them died during Choshech, because they were unwilling to leave Mitzrayim. They weren't interested in leaving. So Farshi Rashi wonder, why does Rashi bring two explanations? This is always a question that you have to ask on Rashi. When he brings two explanations, only one of them is needed for Pshat. And he's trying to give you Pshat, so why does he bring two? So they say over here, the reason why he wasn't satisfied with the Pshat answer of bringing weapons is because they were brought a different route, specifically because Hashem is concerned that they would be unwilling or unready to go to war against for Mitzrayim, against Amalekim, etc., etc. So what's the point of giving them weapons if he's not going to actually have them go through war? So that's why Rashi brings a second explanation. Yom Tov, Shavua Tov.